The Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Gimel Mabeis, teaches us. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Halacha. The halacha is regarding the dimensions of a sukkah, the width of a sukkah. Tzricha shetehei machzekes roishe v'ruba v'shulchanai. It has to be large enough to hold roishe v'ruba v'shulchanai, most of the person's body, his head, and his table. And the Mefarshim immediately ask, why is this Gemara mentioned here? We've been learning, and we are continuing to learn, the halachas of the height of a sukkah. The height, how high, it's not allowed to be higher than 20 amos. It's not allowed to be lower than 10 tefachim. So the Mefarshim ask, why does the Gemara now all of a sudden switch in the middle to speak about the width of the sukkah? So, some Mefarshim answer, because the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis mentioned the width of a sukkah, because the Gemara said that the width of a sukkah is pertinent to knowing, depending on what the reason, a sukkah is not allowed to be higher than 20 amos. It has a nafkamina regarding how wide the sukkah is. So that's why the Gemara now, since it was mentioned in the previous Gemara about the height and the width, continues discussing the width of the sukkah. Another reason is because, as we will learn in the Gemara in a moment, says the Pnei Yeshua, that the halacha is not like Beis Hillel, that according to Beis Hillel, it would be enough for Rosh Shavarubai alone, and Beis Shammai is the one that says it has to be Rosh Shavarubai v'Shulchanai. So if not that the Gemara would teach us that the halacha is like Beis Shammai, we would assume, like the halacha is throughout Shas, that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So that's what the Gemara immediately has to tell us, don't make the mistake. And here the halacha actually follows the opinion of Beis Shammai. So says the Gemara, the halacha tzricha shtei machzekes roshe v'rube v'shulchanai. And the Mefarshim say that is zayin tefachim by zayin tefachim. Seven tefachim by seven tefachim. And Rashi explains, why do we have to have Rosh Rube v'Shulchanai? So Rashi explains, because when they ate in those times, they would eat reclining on their left side, and therefore they have to have room for most of the body to recline by the table. The Rosh explains that the number Zayin al Zayin is because a person takes up an amma. An amma, we know, is six tefachim. And you also need one more tefach for the person's table. So six tefachim plus one tefach equal seven tefachim. The Rishash asks, if that's the explanation, why do we have to have room for the entire person? Why isn't it enough that we should have room for most of the person? If a whole person, according to the Rosh, takes up six tefachim, so we shouldn't need six tefachim for the whole person. So he explains that actually the Rosh will agree that a person takes up more than six tefachim. When the Rosh says six tefachim, what he means to say six tefachim is most of a person, and then you need another tefach for the table. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, if the extra tefach is for the table, you only have a table in front of you. You don't have a table behind you. So why is it that you need seven tefachim, both in the width and in the length? You should only need seven tefachim in the length with a table is in front of you, not in the width, or vice versa. So he says that the extra tefach represents two things. One, it represents the place where the person would recline. That was in the length. And the width is where the tefach is actually where the table is. They had small tables in front of the people. The Magen Avraham goes on to say, so all of these pshatim have very much focused on the fact that they sat in a reclining position, says the Magen Avraham. We know that nowadays we don't typically eat in a reclining position. So if so, maybe the shir should change. So says the Magen Avraham, that once Chazal established that a sukkah has to be Zayin al Zayin, if it's less than Zayin al Zayin, it's not considered a sukkah at all. And since it's not considered a sukkah at all, that's why it's not a makom dira, that shear remains under all circumstances. The Maimer Matcha explains that yes, we don't sit typically nowadays in a reclining fashion, but there are people who do sit that way. So since there are people that sit and eat that way, and for them, as we just explained, we have to have Zion, a Zion, that remains the shear for everyone. Amalei Rav Abba. So Rav Abba said to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Kaman, when you're saying that the sukkah has to be large enough to hold Rosh of Ruba V'Shulchanai, whose opinion are you following? That's Beis Shammai. Are you following the opinion of Beis Shammai? And it seems to be a question. We normally don't follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. So says Amalei. So Rav Shmuel responded, Ela Kaman, absolutely, I mean to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. Ikad Amri, but there's a different version of this discussion. Ikad Amri, according to this version, Amar Abba Dam Lachmani, who's the one, when you will be asked, based on whose psak did you paskin that this is the shear of a sukkah? Amalei, he responded, Beis Shammai, that said Rav Shmuel, this is the opinion of Beis Shammai, and don't move from this. That is the opinion that I follow. And Amit Hashem, we will hopefully still discuss, normally when we have in the Gemara, an Ikad Amri, there's a difference between the way the Ikad Amri explains, says, and the first version. At first glance, we don't really seem to see the difference between these two versions, La Locha L'maisa. So, Pashup Shat, the Gemara here is referring to what is the minimum shear of a sukkah. And Beis Shammai is saying that the sukkah has to be Zayin al Zayin, because it also has to have room not just for Rosh of a Rubai of the person. It also has to have room for Shulchanai. And Beis Hillel is paskening that you don't have to have room for Shulchanai. A sukkah, which is Vav Tfachim, by Vav Tfachim, is large enough to be considered a kosher sukkah. Ask the Gemara, Maskel of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, ask Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Memayd Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Besukkah Ktana Pligi, what tells you to say that the machloikis is by a sukkah katana, and they're arguing on what is the minimum shear of a sukkah? Then with a sukkah gedayla pligi, perhaps their machloikis is by a sukkah gedayla, where kigoy they're arguing in a situation the yasvi apuma de metalalto. Somebody is sitting on the doorway of a sukkah, most of his body is in the sukkah. However, v'shulchanoi b'soy chabayis, his table's in the house. And Beis Shammai savri, and Beis Shammai's concern is gazrin and shema yimoshech achas shulchanoi. We're concerned that he may come to, if his table's in the house, he will come to eat where his shulchan is, his shulchan being in the house. There's a question that we're also going to put on the table that we will get to further. If that is the machloikis beishame and beishillel, do we make exera? Do we not make exera when the shulchanai ibisai chabayis? So the wording that we learned before, beishamai poislim or beishillel machshirin, wouldn't work because when we speak about exera, what that really means is that everybody agrees that the shir sukkah, they all agree what the shir sukkah is. They're only arguing on, is exera in order? So how can we say paislam or machshirim if they're only arguing about exera? We'll come back to that question, hopefully. V'deikanami, but the Gemara wants to free, indeed bring a raya that the machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is by a sukkah gedayla. Mishayi roi diktani, because the Mishnah in fact says Mishayi roi shayi v'ruba v'sukkai v'shulchanai b'soy chabayis. So clearly he's referring to a situation where the person is mostly in the sukkah, but his shulchan is in the house. Beis Shammai poislim or Beis Hillel machshirin v'im isa. If the machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is not regarding do we make a gzeira, but it's about the minimum size of the sukkah, machsekis ve'ena machsekis mebayalei. Then they should be speaking about, does the sukkah have room for the table, or does it not have room for the table? The fact that it doesn't say that is a raya that their machloikis is about the gzeira. So according to this, the machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is about a gzeira. Do we make a gzeira when the person's shulchan is not in the sukkah that we should be concerned that he'll go to eat where his shulchan is? Ask the Gemara, v'sukkah ketana loy pligi, is it possible to say that their machloikis is only regarding the gzeira? And that they're not disagreeing regarding the minimum shear of a sukkah? For Tanya, asked the Gemara, we learned in another braisa, Machzekis Rosh Ruva Shulchanai Kshera. The Tanakama, which is the opinion of Beis Shammai, holds that it has to have Machzekis Rosh Ruva. Rabbi Oiber, Hachshei Be'Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. Rabbi holds that the sukkah has to have Arba Amos Al Arba Amos, and if it doesn't, it's possible. Why does Rebbe hold that you have to have Dalit al Dalit? Rebbe's Shita is because the Torah, he holds that a sukkah has to be a Diris Kva, and a Diris Kva requires to be Dalit al Dalit. The Chamamim, Afila Eina Machsekis El Roish Verubai, Kshera. That's the opinion of Beis Hillel. Vila Shulchanai, like Tani, Kashan Hadadi. How do we reconcile Elav Shmamina? The first brisa that holds Rosh of Ruba Shulchanai is Beis Shammai. Ha, the last brisa that says Rosh of Ruba and didn't require Shulchanai is the opinion of Beis Hillel. So here we clearly see that the machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is regarding a sukkah ketana and not just regarding a gzeira. Says the Gemara, we'll bring you a raya, I'll bring you another raya, that the machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is regarding the minimum shear of a sukkah. Midik tani Beis Shammai poislim Beis Hillel machshirin. V'me'isa, if they're only arguing about gzeira, Beis Shammai lo yotza Beis Hillel am yotza mebayalei. As we asked earlier, Ella, Kasha, but asked the Gemara, didn't we have a raya that the machloikis is regarding the sukkah gedayla, based on the wording that we saw before, Mishai Rosh Veruba B'sukkah V'shulchanai B'soy Chabayis, that wording seems to indicate that they're arguing about a gzeira. Are you going to follow your shulchan or not? Answers the Gemara, Lo'ilam B'tati Plihi. Actually, the machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel refers to two situations. Pligi b'sukkah ketana, they're arguing regarding a sukkah ketana, or pligi b'sukkah gedoyla. And they're also arguing regarding a sukkah gedoyla. The chsuri mechser v'achik tani. And the way to understand here is as follows. Misha yirosh v'ru b'sukkah v'shulchan b'seich bayis b'shamr la'yotza. B'sham says you're not yotza because we're concerned you may come to go after your shulchan. Or b'sil amirim, and b'sil on the other hand holds yotza, they don't make this gzeira. And another shayla, if the sukkah is only 6x6 tefachim, so we have now, according to the maskana of the Gemara, two machlaikas. One machlaikas is regarding the minimum shear of a sukkah. Beis Hillel's opinion is vav al vav, 6x6 tefachim. Beis Shammai's opinion is zayin al zayin, 7x7 tefachim. And then another machlokes is regarding, do we make a gzeira where you have a sukkah that has the proper shear? You have a sukkah that has the proper shear, but the shulchan is outside the sukkah. Do we make a gzeira that he might follow the sukkah, the shulchan? Now, there's a very big machlokes rishonim. How to understand this machlokes? Tosfos, the Baal Hamor, say that these two machlokesin are not connected. One machlokes is regarding the minimum shear of a sukkah. That, and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree, they say, that a sukkah is a diras arai. But even though a sukkah is a diras arai, it has to be able to be used for what people use sukkahs for. And people use sukkahs for eating, and that's why Beis Shammai says you have to have room for your shulchan. Beis Hillel doesn't require it. Regarding the sukkah gedoyla, it's a different machlokes altogether. The sukkah gedoyla, according to Beis Shammai, the gzeira is shema yimoshech achas shulchanai, he may follow his table, achshash the rabbanim. If these are two separate machlokesin, we only have a raya that we follow the opinion of Beis Shammai regarding the minimum shear of a sukkah, that it has to be Zayin al Zayin. But regarding the other shayla of a gzeira, says Tosfos, there we won't follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. This that we follow the opinion of Beis Shammai regarding the minimum shear of a sukkah is an exception to the rule, because we always follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. The Rif, on the other hand, says that two machloikasin are connected together. The Rif says that both opinions of Beis Shammai are based on the same concept. They're based on the concept that Beis Shammai wants your shulchan in the sukkah. Beis Shammai wants your shulchan in the sukkah because they're concerned if your shulchan won't be in the sukkah, you may come to eat somewhere else. And that's why Beis Shammai says the shear of the sukkah has to include not just Rosh Shiva Rubai, it also has to have Shulchanoi. That's why Beis Shammai says that the shulchan has to be right. If your shulchan is outside your sukkah, we're worried that you're going to follow your sukkah, you follow your shulchan, and therefore the halacha is that if your shulchan is outside the sukkah, it's no good either. What will be a nafkamina between the Rif and Tosfos and the Baal Hamor? Because at first glance, the Rif is a bigger machmer than Tosfos. Because according to Tosfos, we only follow the opinion of Beis Shammai regarding the minimum shear of the sukkah. But we don't follow the opinion of Beis Shammai regarding the gzeira. On the other hand, according to the Rif, where these two halachas travel together, so we paskin like Beis Shammai regarding the minimum shear of the sukkah, we also have to paskin like Beis Shammai regarding the gzeira. So it seems that the Rif is a bigger machmer. Says Rav Kivega, no. I'll give you a case where the Rif will come out makula. Let's say you'll have a sukkah which is only vav al vav, a small sukkah, and then you have a large sukkah right next to it where you'll have your table.
According to Beis Shammai, according to the Rif, our concern is always that you may come to eat in the where the shulchan is. But if your shulchan is right next to your sukkah katana and it's in a kosher sukkah, so you have nothing to worry about. So in that case, Beis Shammai would agree with Beis Hillel that even a small sukkah of vav al vav is a kosher sukkah. Whereas according to Tosfos, that wouldn't be the case. According to Tosfos, a sukkah, according to Beis Shammai, always has to be Zion al Zion, even if you have your table right next to it in a place that's a kosher sukkah. Because Beis Shammai, according to Tosfos in the Baal HaMor, hold that the sukkah minimally always has to be Zion al Zion to fit the eating needs that you have to do in the sukkah. Another nafkamina will be, let's say you don't have a table, you don't have your table outside the sukkah. You have a small sukkah, but with no table outside either. It could be that according to Tosfos, certainly will be a fine sukkah. Why? Because you have the minimum shear, and there is no shulchan outside the sukkah to be concerned about. According to the Rif, maybe, if the shulchan is not there, we always have to be concerned. You may go eat where your shulchan is. That isn't the halacha, actually. The Rambam has a very interesting approach. The Rambam paskins like Beis Shammai, both by the sukkah ketana and by the sukkah gedolah. But the Rambam clearly seems to learn that these are two separate disqualifications. Because the halacha of sukkah ketana, the Rambam brings in Hilchas Sukkah, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. He says, Shira Sukkah Goyva Ein Pachas Misar Tfachim. The height has to be at least 10, can't be higher, has to be at least 10 Tfachim. V'rochava Ein Pachas Mishiva Tfachim Al Shiva Tfachim. It has to be minimal Shiva Tfachim Al Shiva Tfachim. Ha'isab Chusim Mi'asara. If your Sukkah is lower than 10 Tfachim, Oy Mishiva Al Shiva, or less than 7 by 7, I raise a psula. So Rambam clearly paskins that the sukkah has to be 7 by 7. Like the height has to be at least 10. Then the Rambam, in Perek Vav, Halacha Ches, says, V'isha yirosh v'ru b'sukkah, v'shulchan b'soich bayis, I raise it asur. It's also if your shulchan is not in the sukkah, kilo loyach b'sukkah, gzeiru shemi moshech ach shulchanoi, v'afil b'sukkah gedoylam. So here the Rambam says it's a Gzeirah Rabbanan. So it seems that the Rambam, interestingly, agrees with Tosfos that these two rules are not connected. But even though he agrees with Tosfos that these two rules are not connected, still he paskins like Beis Shammai in both rules, which indeed we'll see is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well. It's interesting to point out, we quoted Tosfos. Tosfos says that if we paskin like Beis Shammai and somebody sits in a sukkah, if somebody sits in a sukkah, says Tosfos, which is smaller than the sukkah is allowed to be, or sits in a sukkah V'shulchanoi b'toich habayis, says Tosfos, he's not yoitza mitzvah sukkah. And everybody tries to understand what does Tosfos mean. Tosfos actually is saying this loy lahalocha, because according to Tosfos, we don't paskin like Beis Shammai in the gzeira that you may follow your shulchan. But the question is, why does Tosfos say that if somebody is over an Issa de Rabbanan, where the Rabbanan said that you're supposed to eat in the sukkah, where the shulchan is outside, why does Tosfos hold, and that's the halacha, indeed in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tof Reish Lamed Dalet, the halacha is, and we'll read the words of the Shulchan Aruch, this is Sif Aleph, Sukkah Shein by Shiva al Shiva. The Sukkah is not 7 by 7. Psula, Leinyan Gadol, regarding the size, Ein Lo Shir L'mala, there is no minimum shear. And then the Shulchan Aruch also says, Mishai Rosh Ru b'sukkah v'shulchan chutz l'sukkah v'ochal, chila l'ochal b'sukkah, afil mihi b'sukkah g'doyla, g'zer shem imashach ha'chashulchanai. So the Shulchan Aruch passes like Beishamai, like the Rambam, in both cases. And Tosfos says, if you ate in such a sukkah, you weren't yoytze the mitzvah. And the Mefarshim try to understand, why weren't you yoytze the mitzvah if you ate at such a sukkah? So one pshat that I saw is that there's a concept of hefker, bezdin, hefker. Bezdin ultimately has control on our mitzvahs, on our ownership of items. And Bezdin say that a sukkah, such a sukkah, is not considered your sukkah. And as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, if you eat in a sukkah gzula, you're not yoytz the mitzvah. Another pshat that I saw is since the Rabbanan said, we don't want you to eat in such a sukkah, so it's a mitzvah haba ba'aveira. And since it's a mitzvah haba ba'aveira, you're not yoytz the mitzvah. Another pshat that I saw this pshat both from Rechonim Wasserman and from the Paparov. They say that when the Torah says, v'sosim in adova she'yigidulcha yomin u'smol, what that means to say is that the Torah gave over to Chazal the right to determine how we fulfill mitzvahs. And when they gave over to Chazal the right to determine how we fulfill mitzvah, if we don't fulfill it the way Chazal told us to fulfill the mitzvah, we have actually not fulfilled the mitzvah. And therefore, if Chazal said that this is not the way to do the mitzvah, it's not considered that we did the mitzvah. So in other words, there's a very big nafkamina between these two pshatim. One pshat is learning, the first two pshatim are learning that the sukkah is not considered a kosher sukkah. The other pshat is learning that the sukkah is perhaps a kosher sukkah, but it's not a way to be mekayim the mitzvah if you do it in such a fashion. And what would be the nafkamina? The number of nafkaminas. The Bi'ur Halacha discusses, what would be if somebody sat in such a sukkah on the first night of Sukkot, then realized and made a shachiyonu, as we know we do make a shachiyonu on the first night of Sukkot when we sit down to eat, and then he realized he sat in such a sukkah, he certainly has to eat a kazayis matz, a kazayis challah, again in the sukkah, but does he make a shachiyonu again? Another nafkamina I saw from the Shagas Aryeh is that we know by mitzvahs asay, there's a din of esay doich alois asay. So in order to be mekayim mitzvah sukkah, we can be doich alois asay. Can we be doich alois asay under these circumstances to fulfill the mitzvah? If it's considered I already fulfilled the mitzvah, then there's no esay doich alois asay. If it's not considered I fulfilled the mitzvah, then the din of esay doich alois asay applies. Or we know there's a rule throughout Shas, Koifin, we could force a person to be mekayim a mitzvah asay. So if a person sat in such a sukkah, is there a din of koifin to fulfill this mitzvah? Now we could understand a question that we asked earlier. We asked earlier that how indeed, if the machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is regarding a sukkah gedoyla, how do they explain the word paislin or machshirim? But according to Tosfos, that wording is very understandable. Because indeed, the Gemara is telling us that if somebody doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, as Chazal told us, paislin, it's like he sat in a sukkah gzula. The sukkah is a sukkah psula. Furthermore, we asked earlier in the shir, what is the nafkamina between the first lashon and the second lashon? According to the first lashon, it could well be that if you don't have any other sukkah besides such a sukkah, the halacha will be that you could be mekayim the mitzvah. According to the second lashon, even if you have no other sukkah besides such a sukkah, Beis Shammai says, don't sit in such a sukkah.
So there's a very interesting tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Rav Po'alim. He speaks about an individual who wore tefillin, wore his pair of tefillin for a number of years, and then he gave his tefillin to check. And when he gave his tefillin to check, the Sofer tells him that his tefillin are posel. So the question is, how do we look at those tefillin during that time that he wore? Is it considered he made a bracha levatola? Is it considered that he was mekayim the mitzvah? So he quotes a chidah, kol ish mekabel schar, kol mashiro bedato im dato mecham l'shmayim. If the person intended to fulfill a mitzvah, he gets schar, even though if he didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Ask the Rav Po'alim, how do we understand that after we learn our Tosfos, where Tosfos says that if you weren't mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, like Chazal told you to do it, even though midaraisa you were mekayim, you don't get mitzvah sukkah. That it seems, according to Tosfos, good intentions aren't enough. You have to actually fulfill the mitzvah. In other words, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So that's why he wants to say that Tosfos, it's a very bechiddush, it's not the way most mefarshim learn, that Tosfos is not to be taken literal. And the Tosfos agrees that b'diavad, if somebody sat in such a sukkah for Shulchan and B'soich HaBayis, he is mekayim the mitzvah. The Sfasemis says, you know why mi shehu b'sukkah b'shulchanai b'soich habayis is not yoitza g'zeiru shemi yimashach achra shulchanai? Says the Sfasemis, because a person who sits in a sukkah in such a fashion is just the opposite of what the mitzvah sukkah is supposed to represent. The mitzvah sukkah is supposed to represent that the sukkah is where I really am on sukkahs. But if somebody's sitting in a sukkah, v'shulchan b'soich habayis, his head is still b'soich habayis, so it's a right that he missed the point of sukkahs. And therefore, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. And sukkahs, our head has to be in the sukkah. Our shulchan has to be in the sukkah, not b'soich habayis.